This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So pretty out right now. Just the tops of the trees are all lit up gold. Ooh, so pretty. Really, the foliage has kicked in, too, if you've been riding around at all. If you've been out of your house at all, you'll notice all the maple trees are turning. And
it's really pretty.
Looking at a birch that's all yellow right now. Oh,
those birch trees.
I can't tell from trees, but I do see the nice colors. It's very pretty.
Bryn, you have some birch trees in your yard, don't you?
I have one, yeah.
Do you? Yeah. You should put a picture of that up. Is that all yellow right now?
Not that big of a deal.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday. If you're wondering where our podcast... Thank you, Morgan. If you're wondering where our podcasts are from last week on Thursday and Friday, there are none. Technical difficulties abounded, and Bryn and the engineering team got it all figured out over the weekend. Look at us now. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No,
smooth sailing.
Smooth and easy. It's nice. Perfect. Don't worry about it. Don't even think about it. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice Instagram page. Catch fun throwback pics or our clips of the day. I love the clips of the day you guys put up. I always get caught on those. I got on a little rabbit. Oh, like, oh, what else did he put up? Oh, my God. That show's so funny. It's amazing.
You like you, huh?
You're I do like me. I never really listened back to the show, so it's weird to hear it. You know, like, oh, listen to that. That was really funny. For us, it's just sort of stream of consciousness. Comes out of our heads. We do the show. It's frenetic. You know, I'm not going to sit down and listen to it later. Why I want to bum myself out like that? So then when Bryn, you know, puts up the funny clip, I'm like, oh, my God, that Vinny. Well, that Nicole.
I agree, though, that 4 hours of on-air and then 4 hours of listening, I can't.
No, not going to do that.
Obviously, Friday we had nothing to post for a clip of
yes.
the day.
Right.
But we posted a throwback picture, which was of you.
Oh, my God.
Another
look,
baby
look,
picture.
We
of you
are
guys.
Totally made up. I actually think
I
that
so
might be.
I have so much makeup on there. That's not even me.
That might be the day that in question, the one where they came in and, like, we were in makeup for 2 hours before we shot some promo thing. Look at Vinny. He looks like a model.
No, I just like those I don't even look like me. That's the point. It's terrible.
It's
and my forehead is. I think they added an inch to my forehead. I'm pretty sure that's not.
This was.
My forehead.
This was my first go around, and I remember that I just wasn't I don't know why I wasn't mature enough or what my problem was, but there were many things that were asked of us that I couldn't get comfortable with. I just felt like this isn't my job, and I just used to be such a bitch about it. And I remember not liking that day.
Well, listen, I think the other thing is when you're young, you'll say yes to things that you just you know, like I would never allow that to happen now. I would be too big of a baby and too much of it. They'd finally just go, fine, let her be ugly. It's fine.
Right.
I'm like, look, this is why we're on radio. So we don't have to worry about this crap.
None of that attitude shows in this picture here. Like, you can't tell that. You guys look so happy to be
look,
there.
I look someone like a floating head. It's just all black. There's no, it's so weird. Anyway.
We're two floating heads. Yeah. We're like, we're floating in a sea of mud.
You
whatever.
Look like you couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Well, we could have been happier. What you can't see is if you back that camera off 1 inch, there's Steve DiNardo holding a shotgun on us.
Right.
Like, smile, dance. We're having fun.
Right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was his big idea. You guys, what we'll do is we'll get you all made up. you maggots. And then we'll put you on everything, and you're going to look all weird forever.
That's a great plan. Love.
Yeah. And these pictures will never die. They'll never go away, and we'll use them forever, even when you're in your 50s. Which, of course, you'll never be here when you're in your 50s, but, you know. Who can tell? Anyway, you can see wonderful pictures like that on the Alice973 Instagram page. And listen, do us a favor. Follow each of us individually. Like, we're fun. You know, check us out. Check us out over here. Alice follows everybody. She follows Nicole DeJesus, follows Brinny Boy, Finn Hassan, Clarky Clark. You know, throw us a bone. Follow us. Okay, who earns money even though they're dead? Well, last year, Forbes puts out a top 13. Get it? 13, because it's so creepy. So we'll put out 13 dead people. Three people from last year's top 13 did not make the cut this year. Nipsey Hussle, Triple XXXTentacion, and Whitney Houston. They were all in the top 13 last year. This year, not so much. At number 13 is Marilyn Monroe, dead since 1962. Her estate and I guess licensing and whatever the hell else they got going on brought in $8 million.
All right.
It's good to be a descendant of... She didn't have any kids, did she? So she doesn't have any direct
descendants. The Marilyn Monroe thing misses me entirely.
Oh,
I've never seen one thing she's done. I've seen some pictures, and I get the whole...
Iconic
the
beauty.
The great blue upper dress. I get it. Ooh! But I just don't... That's just a different age.
Yeah. Well, she was dead before we were even born, Vin.
Right.
But she persists. People
and I don't know how.
Marilyn.
That's my point. I don't know. I guess it's the baby boomers still like, and I get that. There are artists that I still love that I, grew up with that I will still follow, I guess. But I don't know who's into her. I know your kid isn't, right?
My kids aren't, but I love
Nicole?
Marilyn. I've seen a lot of her movies. And
no.
Yeah. Bryn?
She's pretty.
What movie did you love? What's your favorite Marilyn Monroe movie?
You talking to me? Yeah, I have no idea.
Right. Me too.
Yeah. I just know that one image of her with the dress, on top of the grate.
Sure. Right. And you know the Andy Warhol one where it's just her face and the mole. And
I hear the cool stories about Kennedy and stuff.
Yeah. The Kennedy stuff. That's, she's just a...
Cool.
She was an it girl. That's all. Probably the original it girl. Like, she was huge. Anyway, her estate... I don't know who they are because she didn't have any kids. They made $8 million. It's good to be related to Marilyn Monroe. George Harrison's estate. I actually am very surprised to hear that he only made $8.5 million last year. George Harrison was a Beatle. Mm-hmm. He's been dead since 01. Throat cancer, I think. Some kind of cancer. But George, I'm actually surprised to hear that only $8.5 million. It's, he's a Beatle. It seems like they sell plenty of... It just seems like the Beatles would make more than that. What do I know? Freddie Mercury, his estate made $9 million. I guess that he's been dead since 91. They say his estate got a small portion of the nearly $1 billion that Bohemian Rhapsody made at the box office. And that led to a spike in Queen's music and merchandise sales. So I guess this is the first time he's popped into the top 13 in a while. Because it actually seems to me that he would make more money, too. Clearly, I don't know stuff.
Could it be, like, for example, George Harrison? Didn't all the Beatles songs, wasn't it famously just Lennon-McCartney? Lennon-McCartney?
Lennon-McCartney
on the writing of all those songs?
Yes, it was.
George
Harrison
had... as much.
He has a few of his own songs that are credited to him. But even John Lennon only made $13 million. Which I actually feel like, image-wise, and with Yoko Ono so constantly... kind of putting him out there. Like, John Lennon is number 9 on this list. He made $13 million, dead since 1980. I don't know if maybe it's just because he's been dead so much longer. Anyway, he was number 9. Number 10, I skipped over because we jumped up, because you brought up George Harrison, was Prince. Prince's estate made $10 million, dead since 2016. John Lennon, number 9. Bob Marley made $14 million last year. He's at number 8.
I still listen to him. At least 3 times a week with my kids.
Yeah. He must have others. I'm thinking there's probably a bunch of merch for him, too.
Sure. Are you kidding? Every college kid, that's like part of going to college, is you get a Bob Marley poster.
Sure.
And a Bob Marley t-shirt.
Yeah.
And
a Bob Marley bong.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That is your first year in college, right there.
I need my hat. you know, mm-hmm. all the stuff. Juice WRLD died last December, and he has made $15 million in the last year. Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD is the guy who OD'd on something on like a airplane tarmac, right?
I don't remember.
I get them all mixed up. Hold on, I forget that. I'll move on while you research that. Kobe Bryant has made $20 million dead since this past January. Nike has sold out of Kobe's merch. His autobiography has sold more than 300,000 copies this year. It's not surprising that he made $20 million posthumously. I'm sure that'll actually continue. Elvis Presley at number 5, dead since 1977. Or so they say. Elvis is actually down a little this year because of coronavirus. Graceland was closed for a couple months. Don't worry, they opened it right back up. It's now operating at reduced capacity. But his estate made $23 million this past year. Arnold Palmer, where do you suppose he's making the money from? He made $25 million last year.
I could be wrong. And I know our listeners will straighten me out. But
sure.
Didn't he design golf courses, or was that Nicholas?
I want to say he did, too. And I'm thinking there must be, like, line of golf equipment.
Probably,
you know?
With his name all over it,
right.
Sure.
That's the only thing I can think of.
You can't really make money off a mix of tea and lemonade.
Which I also
yourself.
Thought. Like, is someone getting a dime every time someone has an Arnold Palmer?
I don't think so.
Arnold Palmer. No surprise here in the top three. Do you want to guess some of the top three?
Dead celebrities. Kurt Cobain?
No, he's not in the top three.
Oh.
Not in the top 13, I should say. Number three is Peanuts creator, Charles Schulz.
Really?
$32.5 million, dead since 2000. Merch, comics, specials, I don't know.
Michael Jackson's
number one. I'll get to him in a second.
Good
call. And actually I have some just incredible Michael Jackson news. Number two is Dr. Seuss. $33 million. That is Theodore Geisel. Dr. Seuss, dead since 91. He's up a little from previous years thanks to a series of TV and movie deals that his estate made. Not to mention the fact that he still sells books. He sold 6 million physical books in the US this year. Actually, that seems low to me. Kids love them some Dr. Seuss. And Michael Jackson, dead since 2009. Even leaving Neverland couldn't stop his estate from raking in the dough. They just can't stop making money. They made almost $50 million last year, about $48 million and change. Michael Jackson's estate. So this was the Forbes list of top earning dead celebrities. Michael Jackson, number one.
Okay.
Michael Jackson's estate in the 11 years since he's been dead has raked in over $2 billion, which is it's a turnaround. They actually say he was in some financial trouble as he got to the end of his life because he just kept spending money on dumb things.
Right.
And even
warehouses with crap what we watched happen on that biography. What was that thing?
Was that the Finding Neverland thing where it was like Martin Bashir took him around and he just walks into some place and says, there's one of those and three of those and I'll take that and this. And then he'd never see it again. It would just get moved into some warehouse and he would own it. So my thought is I'm sure they got rid of some of those warehouses, sold all that stuff off, and now without him there to squander the money, they just, and of course, after the fact, didn't Sony have to buy a bunch of the rights to songs? And there was that movie he was working on at the time of his death. Anyway,
I don't know. He was working on a world tour at the time of his death, though.
Right, but
they
and they were filming sort of how they were putting that together, right? And that was like a doc. I don't know if that came out.
They forced that out after his death, but mm-hmm. he was in the middle of preparing for a huge world tour, and that's when he passed. I think that's why the doctor was helping him sleep.
Right.
Was because they were actually in rehearsals for a world tour when this guy died.
And some of the footage is actually, he's stunning. He is, he does sort of seem to have it together, which is amazing considering what his personal life looked like.
I was reading an interview with the guitarist that he hired. Her name's Orianthi, or however you say that, but she's really good. And she was hired and going to be, they were in rehearsals. And she, look, I you don't want people speaking badly of the dead. So I don't know if she's just putting more fluff out there, but she said the show was going to be incredible, and he every day was perfect. So whether or not, you know, you didn't see what he was up to after hours, apparently.
No, but he was there on time every day and worked his ass off the whole day and then went home and got shot up with something to put him to sleep.
Yes.
Anyway, Michael Jackson's estate, congratulations. They've earned over $2 billion since his death. Those kids will be fine. His children. Actually, his we didn't get to the new music on Friday, but his daughter Paris Jackson, she put out a full length. I think a week or two ago, we listened to some single of hers. It's we've heard.
It's a no for me, but I'm sure someone likes it.
Right. It's called Wilted, I think. It's isn't it like didn't they say it was a concept album about how this guy dumped her or something? Like it's her pain.
Yeah.
What fun.
I don't know.
The Masters.
By the way, you were right about the Juice WRLD death.
Oh, he's the guy who OD'd in a plane and they landed.
He
and
tried to hide it all in his tummy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
overdose.
Right.
Seizure.
Oh, damn. The Masters golf tournament finally wrapped up yesterday. This was many months delayed, 7 months delayed due to COVID-19. I was actually waiting for that Jon Rahm to get another massive... this is the guy who, in the warm-ups, as they're playing the course, I guess, apparently, as I was looking at this, it's the tradition to try to skip the ball across this pond, the way the course is set up there. So, you know, he takes a low shot and winds up getting a hole-in-one, which, of course, is amazing.
Right.
So I was waiting for him to do another one like that. But I want to say he got, like, fifth place. Let me look. I have the rankings here. Jon Rahm was in a tie for seventh place. He was 10 under par, which is great. But the guy who won got a 20 under par, which is amazing. Dustin Johnson is the guy's name. It's a new Masters record by two shots, and it was five strokes ahead of the people in second place. There were two people who tied for second. His younger brother, Austin, Dustin's brother, Dustin, who won, his younger brother, Austin, was his caddy, or is his caddy. And he started crying on the 18th hole. Dustin said, I had to jab him a bit on 18 because he was tearing up and made me tear up. I'm like, I still got to finish this off. I can't be crying. I'm trying to go 20 under here. Austin, stop it.
Apparently, he's the number one golfer in the world, but hasn't won a Masters hasn't won a major. So this was a really big accomplishment on his resume. And that's cool. And that's cool that his brother was there to share it with him. That's
right.
Awesome.
Tiger Woods, I think, was tied for 38th place. One under par. He actually, you know, the bummer for Tiger is he shot a 10.
He fell apart on one hole.
Oh,
fell apart. And I missed it because I put it on last night before bed. They were doing a replay of the day, the final day. And I'd just gotten on to the show or the TV show when they were like, Tiger after a 10 on whatever, and I couldn't go back because I just put it anyway. I didn't get to see it, but 10 is like what I do. 10 is ridiculous.
Yeah. 10 is you pick it up at 5. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. It's I'll just pick it up.
Right.
It was the 12th hole. It's a par 3,
which is even makes it even worse. But there must be a water. It must be water or something.
He hit
three shots into
the water.
There you go.
Three shots into the water. And notched a 10 for the hole. That is not good. It was his first ever 10 as a pro. And to his credit, it did take him 23,789 holes on the PGA Tour before he hit a 10.
Fell apart publicly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
It doesn't sound fun. You know, I got the full list of winners here, but those are the only names I care about. But this Dustin Johnson guy, I don't know if he gets part. I guess the purse is $11,500,000. That probably gets split between the top players. I have no idea how that works, but that was the Or maybe that's, maybe he took the whole thing. Congratulations to him. I did not know this, and I thought, that's a really good thing. Kamala Harris used to date Montel Williams. So I look at this picture, the first one that pops up with this, and I'm like, oh, who's the other? Because there's Kamala. She looks exactly the same as she does now, and she's, you know, cozied up to him on one side. And there's a hot young thing on in his right arm, and he's got his fingers right up under her boobs, this other lady who isn't Kamala. Mm-hmm. And I read down, it's his daughter. I don't know why he's doing that with his hand, because it's right under her boob. It's wicked. It's like really.
Well,
not that one. Not that picture. There's a different picture.
Oh,
which,
not
where,
this picture? This...
No, because there's a picture where he is up under that chick's boob, and it's his daughter, that chick. Because I was like, wow, he was right in front of. Hold on. I'll send you this.
All right.
And then you can hold it up for Brit.
So you're saying he dates his daughter?
Well, no, I'm not saying a damn thing. I would never say that. Do you see it there?
Let's see.
I just popped it into your Google thing.
Mm-hmm. Give me a second.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Oh, okay. It's just basically the same.
It's the same outfit, the same thing, yeah. But his fingers are just right up under. Just right up under.
I'm sure it's an accident.
Is it? Zoom in. I'm sure it is. You're right. Because that's his daughter.
But yeah, that's an accident. Come
is it,
on.
Is that
he's
an
not intentionally
I don't know.
Grabbing
it's,
his daughter.
It's very,
like that.
He's no, got his fingers. There's
there
it's,
at all.
It's under. He's
it's
doing
under,
it.
Right.
It's right. Up under. Up
it's under.
It's up
hip.
Under. Right. No, right up under. Thumb on the side. He's got
jeez.
The. It's. He's. That's wrong. We're just going to call it that's wrong. I'm glad that Kamala broke up with him because, you know, that guy's dating his daughter. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Just terrible news. Oh. I'm completely out of time. You know, this has been sitting here for a couple days. When it comes to heroics on a movie set, it is hard to top Tom Cruise at anything. But Kate
Agreed.
Winslet just did it.
What?
She was filming an underwater... Check this out. This is unbelievable. She was filming an underwater scene for Avatar 2, which she apparently is in. And that is apparently being filmed. We'll probably never see it, but it's being filmed. She held her breath underwater for a shot for 7 minutes and 14 seconds.
I don't believe
Whoa.
You.
Before that, Tom held the record for longest breath hold while filming underwater, and that was 6 minutes while filming Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. And I totally remember that scene, too, where he has to go down and he's got to screw the thing in. And I remember, because every time I see someone holding their breath underwater, I'm always like, oh, my God, I can't breathe. And there's a long period where they don't do a cutaway from him. I don't know if it's any 6 minutes, but apparently he had to hold his breath for six. I'm sure there's someone right there waiting to jam a thing into their mouth. But apparently she went 7 minutes, 14 seconds, which seems impossible, beating his on-screen record of 6 minutes.
Do you think she trained just for that shot to be able to do that?
Yes. She says, it was brilliant. I was very proud of myself. I'll probably never be able to do it again. That came at the end of 4 weeks worth of quite intense training. It was in the dive tank.
Okay.
It was in the training tank, but I loved it.
That makes more sense. I as someone who's in the water a lot, I can tell you the fear of not being able to breathe is real, man. And the idea that she just went down and stayed under for 7 minutes without major prep is a lie.
Yeah. So she prepped 4 weeks of intense training.
Okay.
You know, I was watching my octopus friend. What the hell's that?
Teacher.
My octopus teacher, which we loved. It's a great documentary. I think it's on Amazon or
Netflix.
I don't, is
Netflix.
It just, is it just Netflix? Okay. So we, you know, just say it into your thing. It'll come right up. But that guy, you know, everyone's got that. Just talk right into
right.
your thing.
Just,
you know. Whatever it is. But that guy, it seemed like there were some really long shots in there. And I almost wonder, I'm sure he wasn't timing himself, but, you know, you just sort of get into this zen space where somehow you're able to sit and play with this. I mean, it seems like it would take 30 seconds just to get up and down mm-hmm. in that thing.
Well, that was my sort of I didn't have an argument, but I was trying to make the point after I saw the movie, which is, you know, when you talk about an underwater film, you imagine in the ocean is so vast and so deep. He's actually in a very small part near shore. Mm-hmm. And he's, I don't know what the story is right there, but it's a very small film, by comparison when you think about an ocean.
Oh, absolutely. He's in very a little... small.
So I don't think he was as deep as you might think. I think
But he was still right. That's true. But you know, kelp forest, it looked farther than it was probably. But God, that movie. Ooh, that's good. By the way, the world record for breath holding on record is a guy by the name of Alex Segura Vendrell, who did it for 24 minutes and 3 seconds. He's probably one of those abalone divers.
Pearl divers, whatever.
They don't say what he does, but that is the world breath holding record, which seems like he'd be dead, but apparently not. So there you go.
Super
all right,
impressive.
Vinny. Sorry, I went really late. What's coming up?
Well, Karen would like to say she wants her name back.
Oh,
also, sorry, Karen. A Lamborghini does some real good in the world and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.